Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Well, this is a challenging and complex week in fantasy football circles. There's a valid reason why many leagues wrap it all up in Week 16. There are just too many unknowns in Week 17. NFL coaches are secretive about their plans. It's hard to set a fantasy lineup and feel comfortable about it, and it's your championship week. That being said, it's not impossible. So here's the final edition of the Fantasy Lowdown for this year, brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless and telecommunications provider for the Patriots. After a quiet start to his rookie season, Justin Blackmon has turned in a fine second half, and he's gearing up for a dominant season finale. The Jaguars visit the Titans this Sunday, and there's a big matchup edge for Jacksonville's passing game. They'll be without Cecil Shorts, which should mean more Chad Henne targets in Blackmon's direction. The rookie has four receiving touchdowns, including one against Tennessee the first time around and one last week at home against the Patriots. Blackmon is a great play in Week 17. On the other hand, Andy Dalton is not. To begin with, his Bengals are locked into the sixth seed and have little to play for, so Dalton could get some rest. Plus, the Ravens are trying to get momentum going after an ugly three-game losing streak. And further, Dalton has been disappointing against the Ravens in three career games, one touchdown and four interceptions with three losses. Andy Dalton is not the quarterback you want to put your trust in should you be battling for a fantasy title this Sunday. Predicting the usage of running backs around the league will be tricky in Week 17, but a good gamble is Carolina veteran D'Angelo Williams. The Panthers have been without Jonathan Stewart for several weeks, and Williams hasn't exactly torn it up, but he should on Sunday against a lousy run defense in the Saints. One of Williams' three TDs this season came against New Orleans in Week 2, when he had his second highest yardage total of the year as well. If you're worried about your running backs, grab Williams and start him. It's a move that will pay off. Now, I know my picks aren't great week in and week out, but it's all in good fun, isn't it? Well, either way, it's been a fantastic and enjoyable year. I've certainly enjoyed it, and I've certainly enjoyed hearing from you on Twitter. That has been great this year. But that's going to wrap it up for 2012 on the Fantasy Lowdown. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.